the gumption to start an airline in mid-pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the interest rate jockeys at the Fed wrap up a two-day meeting today. I don't need to fudge this. Interest rates will go up in about 4 hours. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So do you think it's going to be a quarter point today?
Maybe.
Maybe half a percent? I'm thinking maybe half a percent.
More likely.
All right, more likely. Not three quarters of a percent. There was one influential Fed governor who was talking about three quarters of a percent, which would have been, will be a shocker.
Probably not. So you've got the right general range, but that is what the market is focused on today, for sure. People want to know how the Fed is going to approach this increasing inflation, how the Fed is also going to approach supporting the economy, which people are now worried about might slow down if interest rates increase.
Strange world we live in. I mean, we learned from the government less than a week ago that the economy contracted in the first quarter of this year, yet we're talking about big interest rate increases.
We are living in interesting times. Remember that a lot of this is driven by those supply chain snafus coming back online after COVID. And then we've got big increases in the price of food and energy as well. So while we're concerned about inflation, the market now is getting skittish that as we deal with the inflation issue, then we're also putting a dampener on the economy.
Yeah, we'll see. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities, Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's dampener spelled with an R, as in recession, not a sure thing, but a possibility. The president of the European Commission is working to reach consensus on a total ban on oil imports from Russia. The embargo needs the approval of EU countries. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports from Brussels.
Ursula von der Leyen said the proposed new sanctions package included a ban on all Russian oil in the EU. She said it wouldn't be easy, as some EU countries are heavily dependent on Russian oil. Under the Commission's proposals, supplies of Russian crude oil would be phased out within 6 months and refined products by the end of the year. The package of sanctions also includes measures against Russia's largest bank and high-ranking Russian military officers.
Crude oil is up 4% this morning, almost 107 a barrel. Gasoline up 9 cents from a week ago. 422 is the national average, according to AAA, 576 in California.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been just about a year since Avelo Airlines launched. Bold move during pandemic, starting an airline. First, it was out of Burbank near Los Angeles, and now it's expanding from Orlando, New Haven, D.C., but fuel prices and labor costs. Avelo's founder, chairman, and CEO is Andrew Levy. Welcome.
Thanks, David. My pleasure.
Here's all this expansion going on, but it's a time of inflation, and you must have to buy a lot of aviation fuel, and that is getting much more expensive, I would assume.
Well, it is. And look, I think that the end result of that is you're going to see fares go up, not just on us, but throughout the industry. I think people are clearly seeing that in the marketplace. I think people are a little shocked about where the prices are these days. But fuel is a big input cost for us. It's our single largest expense. and it's gone up quite a bit. And so we're going to do what we can to pass that through to the consumer. And, you know, right now the consumer is in a good place. You know, employment's really low. There's a lot of savings that have accumulated, and people are definitely spending on travel. But yeah, look, we have our eye out there and we're certainly watching and want to make sure we don't push it too high.
One thing though, I you know, someday fuel prices are going to go down and I'm going to keep an eye on you. I'm going to call you back because, you know, if we are paying higher ticket prices because of the fuel, you know, turnabout is fair play and we'd want to see those going down. That doesn't always happen in some industries.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because in this industry, it does tend to happen. And the reason is because it's such a competitive business. There is a relationship between revenue and fuel prices. It's not a perfect relationship, but there's definitely a correlation. And while some of the fuel price increases due to the conflict over in the Ukraine, you know, a lot of it is simply due to supply-demand dynamics and the fact that we have a growing appetite for energy across the world. And that puts upward price pressure on fuel prices. And it'll change. It'll, you know, it may go up. It'll eventually go down.
Now, it's a time where it's hard to find people to hire in so many industries. Maybe it's time to get the pay scale a little higher to find the pilots that you might need.
Well, you know, you can't fight the market. We had to take our compensation up a couple times, including once toward the beginning of this year, quite substantial increase. But, you know, that's what it takes to be competitive and attract really great people. And yeah, I think airline pilots are going to continue to command higher and higher compensation. And then at some point, that'll kind of start to flatten a little bit as capitalism works.
Well, it's a fascinating insight into this industry that you're giving us. Andrew Levy is founder, chairman, and CEO of Avelo Airlines. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate the opportunity to come talk to you again.
And that tracking device in your pocket, you can buy the phone data tracking the to-ing and fro-ing of millions of people. And the Centers for Disease Control reportedly did just that, in part to see how many people were obeying or violating curfews or bans on bigger gatherings during the pandemic. The publication Vice obtained documents under the Freedom of Information Act showing the CDC had interest in aggregate patterns of movements involving schools, churches, pharmacies, concerts, public transit stations. The CDC reportedly paid $420,000 to a company called SafeGraph for this data. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.